Hi guys, welcome to this episode of Candy with Candy. So this is a continuation of the Side Chick series or Side Chick Diaries or something. I don't know why I call on that name, but it's fine. You should all bear with me. In future, we'll try to think of things that sound nicer in the ear. But it's alright. So welcome back to another episode. So we're going to be doing, this is like a continuation of my previous episode where I talked about if you're dating a married man, you're stupid. And I kind of explained the difference between sleeping with a married man and dating a married man. So I got a lot of messages. Some people took what I said personally, and because of, in fact, somebody insulted me in particular for this particular thing that I said, and this is the reason why I'm now going to switch it up a bit, because I realized that I've been, you know, trying to sound political in some of the things that I'm saying. I try to be diplomatic unnecessarily, and because I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to say my truth, and I'm going to try as much as I can to not come from a place of judgment, because I've realized that that's the thing that was wrong with my podcast a bit. Some of the things that I said, I came from a place of judgment, and who the fuck am I to judge anybody? I don't have any right to judge anybody. So I'm going to try as much as I can to be very objective in everything that I say and try to sound very, very rational. Now, someone pointed out to me, because I focused on the side chicks or the side pieces, and someone pointed out to me, what about people that are in relationship or people that are married? What about these people that are married that are going out to go and date someone else? So I'm going to explain a few things. Now, I like it when... See, I feel like the problem that a lot of us have is that we don't like to tell ourselves the truth, and that's where there's a problem, because the average person, when you fuck up, you know, on some level your brain tells you that you're making a mistake, you know, because for every action there's consequences. And the problem now is a lot of people want to make bad decisions, but nobody wants to deal with the consequences. Oh, men are scum. We hear you. What did you do? Now, I'm going to talk a little about married men. Focus about married men. Because some of us now, as women, we know they like to enter that place, you understand? Because we're supposed to be feminists and all these many, many things. I'm a feminist, so don't ever get it twisted, though. But I like to tell myself the truth. There's something about me that I've realized. I used to fuck up, especially packaged it. It's not your regular kind of fuck up. It's the special kind, the one that is packaged in wrapping sheet. Do you know why? Because a lot of times, before I even start a fuck up, I know. A lot of times when I'm making that dumb decision, I know. That's the difference between me and a lot of people. And it's something that I've consciously had to learn over time. It's not something that just happened. I had to consciously learn it over time, because for the most part of my life, I had to be the one to talk to myself. And a lot of lessons that I learned the hard way. A lot of things that I don't do it because of anything. I learned the same things that experience. A lot of people say you don't have to experience something to talk about it, but let me tell you something about this life. When you have experienced something, when you are talking about it, you are giving people information with facts. I'm not coming here to talk to you based off of, oh, I feel this is what it is, or I think, or I've been there, so I know. Been there, done that, sang in the choir. In fact, I think I was a choir master or choir mistress at some point in my life. So it gets some things while they talk. When you listen to the conviction with which I say it, just know that I'm saying it from a place of experience. I'm not telling you second person story. I'm telling you from my own. I've been there. Now, first of all, women. Here's the thing about the biology of a man and a woman is very different. It's not the same thing. And I've realized that men are wired to be thinkers, rational thinkers. they are more futuristic than women. They're more futuristic than a lot of women. That is because, to an extent, the average, and now I'm talking about my immediate environment here. I'm not talking about in the abroad. Let's focus on where we are. Let's come back home. The average man has more responsibilities than women, whether you like to admit it or not, it's true. So when a man is thinking about something, he's not just thinking about it based off of how he feels. He's thinking about it based off of what he needs and what is going to happen if he does this. Like, men, they do plus and minus, but we find that a lot of women, we don't really like it. We just like to, oh, I feel. You, I feel, you guys. Now, here's something that I would say categorically. If you're a woman and you're married and your husband is cheating on you, or he has a side chick somewhere, you knew. Or you knew that it was going to happen. It's not magic. When you're dating somebody that is going to cheat on you in the future, you know. You just don't want to admit it. Or you are very comfortable in the relationship. You don't really want to mess it up. You know. Men, if a woman is cheating on you, as a married man, if your wife is cheating, you knew before you married her that she was going to cheat. You just did not. And this. You, that you are a young girl, 21, 22, 23, your life is still at your prime, you know, and then you decide that it's somebody's husband that you want to date. First of all, this is what plays out a lot of times. First of all, you're attracted to his money because you're lazy and you don't want to work, or you want to live a baby girl life, so you're attracted to his money. And when a man sees that you like what you see, and that small money that he gives you brings you closer, what he's going to do is to give you more, so he draws you in. And now, waiting they carry you enter there, it's not love on a longer truth. It's his money that you want. Not be love. Mo no dey lie you. Let's say it as it is. It's not love that's taking you there, it's longer truth. And the man is seeing that you're longer truth, because a lot of times women that have longer truth, they don't like to work for them. They don't like to work for shit. You think living baby girl life is not sweet? It's very sweet. Sitting down, somebody just providing all your needs, it's very sweet. But a lot of people, the few people that choose not to do it, they choose not to do it because they have seen what is inside. And all that glitters is not gold. So anyways, you're now doing this with the man, and you know, initially it's about the money, it's about the gains, about the small things that you're getting from him. And of course, you're a human being. When you spend time with someone, when you invest time, energy into someone, when you're always around someone, you start to get fond of them, you start to like saying things about them, you start to see them for people aside money. And then maybe there are a few things that you don't see that you like, and you're like, ah, maybe this can work. It's somebody's husband though, but you're now thinking in your head, ah, no, maybe you, I guess if I feel play my card well, maybe you go leave your wife follow me. Okay, so you go in a little further. Now you're now at a point where you are now trying to compare yourself with his wife. You now start to have expectations, because initially you told yourself that you knew what you were doing, so there weren't really expectations like that. But at some point, you now start to have expectations. You now expect this man to come and sleep at your place. You expect him to take care of you the way he takes care of his family. You expect his attention the way he gives his wife attention. You expect his affection the way he gives his wife affection, because obviously he's sleeping with you. And as a woman, you don't see that sex as nothing other than sex. You tell yourself in your head that he has to care about you on some level to be sleeping with you, but you forget that he's a man and he can sleep with anything and not think about it. So now you're at that point now. If any time that he gives his wife attention, you go start the verse. And your verse no go change anything, or it won't really change anything. Especially when you don't really have anything to offer, and he knows that the only reason why you're there or what brought you there was what he enticed you with. Now, his wife that he's married to, this is a typical case that happens. It plays out a lot of times. So I'm not saying this is a blueprint for everybody, but I'm just saying this is what plays out a lot of times. His wife that he's married to, he gets why he married her. She's probably hardworking. She probably does everything that he wants and needs. But of course, there's no such thing as a perfect person. So even the wife might get fucked up. But on top of fuck up, he still gets why he married her. A man would not just marry a woman just like this. It's not true. You get why. So there's why he's with her. You now, you're now starting to lie to yourself. You now start to read the little things that he does for you. You're now reading too much meaning inside. He buys you something. You say, oh no, he must like me for him to. No. He's just baiting you. He knows that that's what you want. So he's baiting you. And you're falling for it. And you're falling deeper and deeper and deeper. Three years, you're in a relationship with this man. I'm talking now as a single girl. 4 years, 5 years. You find people who date married men for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, but he eventually still leaves you because, of course, he knows your place, but you don't know your place in the relationship. You have forgotten your place. You have forgotten that you are just a side chick. A lot of times when women start to complain, you find that girls that date married men, they don't complain until the man stops doing that thing that he was doing before. Maybe he stops giving you money or something. That's when you start to complain. Because as long as he's giving you money, trust me, money is very powerful. Money will make you take bullshit. Money will make you settle down like this, you'll just chop shit because of money. The second he takes away that money, you realize that that man is a wicked man. The second he takes away that money, you realize, ooh, men has come. You didn't know before? A man that is cheating on you with his wife, that is cheating on his wife with you, sorry. You did not know that he's come until he stopped giving you money. And because you are lazy, because you have not invested in yourself, now you have spent time investing in a relationship other than investing in yourself, you cannot go anywhere. You don't have anything to hold on to. There's nothing that you can call your own. Everything that you have is somebody's own. Everything that he buys, takes care of you, gives you, makes you comfortable, gives you money, he buys you the latest hair, you know, you always buy nice clothes, you know, all that bougie things. But you don't have one business. There's no way, the money doesn't come in. It's just, now you are maybe like 26, 27. The man don't, because obviously he go tire. And fine guess, they say the beautiful ones are yet to be born. So for a man who is promiscuous, you know that you are feeling like you are holding him. You are just wasting time. He's going to see another fine person. His attention is going to move on to someone else. And you're now going to see that, oops, he doesn't really do all the things that he used to do. So of course he has become a bad person. You, as a wife, somebody's wife, your husband is cheating. You know that he's cheating. As long as he takes care of you, you don't mind. As long as he gives you money, not a problem. As long as he provides that luxury lifestyle that you wanted, which was the reason you married him in the first place, as long as he keeps taking care of you, showering you with money, it's not a problem. If he loses today, if he fuck up today, tomorrow he'll use car to tell you sorry. All is well with the world. You have moved on. Next tomorrow, he will use money to tell you sorry. Everything is fine. The upper tomorrow, he will use pam pam pam, surprise. Everything is okay. You keep moving on. Not like he stopped fucking up, but he just gets better at apologizing to you. And you are just there. You know, not be say you know, no, you know. Even while you were dating, he was probably cheating on you and still doing the same thing. Because here's the thing that we don't like to tell ourselves. People don't change. My dear, he's beating you today. When you get married, he will still beat you. He's cheating on you today. When you get married, he will still cheat on you. Now, here's the thing about telling yourself the truth, the honest, raw, and blunt truth. Know what you want. Tell yourself the truth. Know what you want. Face your reality squarely. Forget people. And go for it unapologetically. There are people that don't want to get married, and that's fine. For whatever reason. You've thought about getting married. You've thought about the advantages and disadvantages, and you're deciding yourself that you don't want to get married. Honey, that's okay. That thing that is making you not want to get married, go for it. Because if you don't get married, and you do not get that thing that you do not want to get married for, you don't do yourself 2-0. That's why you might not end up in church sometime in the future in your life. You'll not start going to church, and pastors will be using your head to fry akara. So that thing that is making you not get married, go for it. There are people, there are women that know that they don't want to work. There are women that have made peace with being Uliako. They are fine with it. You see a man that wants to marry you and keep you in the house, and you know that that's the lifestyle that you want. Don't let anybody make you feel some type of way. Go for it. As long as you have told yourself the truth and you have known the consequences of what you're doing and you're okay with it, go for it, my dear. Because I realized that some of my podcasts, I try to sound a bit diplomatic about saying things. Don't waste your time. Time is very precious. Don't waste your time on anything that you don't want to do, or anything that isn't in line with what you want because it's convenient. A lot of women, you see why this whole side chick thing or side piecing thing is a little more serious nowadays, is because women are getting, a lot of women are working, and a lot of women are getting lazier. I see a lot of girls. I see some girls and I'm in awe. I'm just surprised. Girls that just don't want. See, I was at a point in my life at some point where I tasted being taken care of. I've tasted that life. You see, baby girl life, I've lived this, don't worry. And I realized that life is not for me. I've walked in the shoes, I've lived it, I've seen what is inside, and I've realized that, nah, that's not for me. So, I know they do runs because person see me cannot do runs. I know they do them because I don't try them, and I still say, nah, this is not for me. And that is the way you discipline yourself. That's the way you, because that's where you're telling yourself the truth. I don't go to clubs. I don't drink so much. There are certain things that I don't do. Not because a gay person really stop me, but because I've been there, done that, and I've seen that it's not for me. Men has come. A lot of women only complain when these men stop to do what they were doing that attracted you. You are looking for a boyfriend, you want to start having sex, make sure that you are ready to handle the consequences of sex. You are having sex with your boyfriend without a condom, make sure that you are ready to handle the consequences of having sex without a condom. Be it getting pregnant, be it getting an STD, or whatever it is, sha. You are dating a married man, make sure that you are ready to handle the consequences of dating a married man. Make sure you are doing it with your sense. You are sleeping with a married man. Make sure that you have thought about it and you are ready to handle the consequences. Make sure that whatever you are doing, you can handle your shit. Don't do anything because the other person is doing it. Do it with your chest because you have seen that this is that thing that you are looking for in life, that thing you want out of life, this is the road to it. A a lot of people, I'm going to use Kim Kardashian as an example, because a lot of people used to call her egghead, does not have sense, she's doing this one, this one. Do you know the kind of money that auntie has? She has a lot of money. And that's because she knew exactly what she wants and she went for it regardless. Sex tape made her money. Now, you are a very stupid person if you are doing something and you are lying to yourself. If you are dating a married man that is always, anytime his wife calls him, he will tell you to keep quiet. Anytime his wife calls him, he excuses himself to talk to her. A married man that loves his wife and you know, and you think one day he's going to leave her because you like to lie to yourself, then you're mad. But if you're dating a married man and you know your place in the relationship, you know exactly what you belong, you know it can carry you go there, exactly what can carry you go there, and you don't lie to yourself, you tell yourself the truth, you focus on yourself, you do that thing that brought you there, and you do it well, I don't care if she with you. The whole summary of everything that I'm saying is, you that you are married to a man that is cheating, you that you are married to a woman that is cheating, you that you are dating somebody's husband or you are dating somebody's wife, you're sleeping with somebody's husband or you're sleeping with somebody's wife, just make sure, whatever it is that your own fuck up is, make sure that you are okay with it and you are okay with the consequences. If not, do something about it. A lot of people are in relationship. Why do girls hide the fact that they are dating somebody's husband? Because you are not proud of it. That's why you're hiding it. Whatever it is you do in life, whatever it is you end up doing, whatever choices that you end up making, decision making is very critical. There is so much power in decision making. Make rational choices. Think about it. Like, sit down and think about it. Whatever it is you're doing, whatever choice you're making, sit down and think about it. Because I've realized that the main problem that we have as young people is that we don't like to deal with the consequences of our actions. Everybody likes bad behavior, but nobody likes to deal with it. For instance, you want to fornicate, but you don't want to get pregnant. You want to fornicate without condom, you don't want to get pregnant. You want to fornicate, you don't want to get, without condom, you don't want to get STD. You are dating a married man, but you don't want to be a baby mama. You are dating a married man, you are sleeping with him without condom, you don't want to be a married man. You are dating a married man that you are having sex with, and you get pregnant, and he will tell you to abort it. You don't like abortion, but you are still sleeping with him without condom. You know exactly what's going to happen, but you go still do one. Then, when it now happens, you are not acting surprised, you are acting brand new. You dey strafe, you dey fornicate, but when you get pregnant, it's like surprise. Why? Why are you surprised? What do you think was going to happen when you're sleeping with somebody and you're not using protection? What's going to happen? What are you? You're a human being. You're sleeping around, you're jumping from one bed to the other, and you're not ready for the consequences. Are you stupid? See, the path, there's a level of peace that comes with knowing what you are doing, knowing that you have accepted the consequences. See, let me tell you something. I said, when Regina Daniels got married, a lot of people were coming for her. Oh, she's marrying an old man. Oh, she's this. I said, if Regina Daniels today decides to leave that man, she can take care of herself. But you know that you are dating an old man or you are dating somebody's husband, if he decides to leave you today, are you going to be all right? Because someone that is not committed to you can wake up one morning and disappear. He doesn't owe you anything. So when he eventually leaves, will you be fine? Will you be okay? That's the truth that we don't tell ourselves. I'm going to stop this particular podcast here because it's gone on for a bit long, and I think I've been rambling for a bit. But like I said earlier, I'm going to switch up this podcast a little bit because I realized in my previous episodes, I was trying to sound diplomatic and, you know, sound a certain way and not come across as a bad person or not want people to see me in a certain light. And so I said certain things, or I tried to say certain things in a way that it comes out sweet. I'm not doing that anymore. Now, the thing about my podcast is, it's okay if you don't agree with me. In fact, if you share with me why you don't agree and it makes sense to me, I'm ready to learn. So send me a message, whatever it is you think about what I'm saying. If you agree, fantastic. If you don't agree, so it's fine to tell me why you don't agree. And if it makes sense to me, I might answer you. If it makes sense to me, I might think about it. Alright guys, I'll see you in my next episode. We're still on the Side Chick Diaries, and we're still going to be talking about, you know, side piecing, whether as a married person or as a single person. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in my next episode.